Time for Tips for Hardy Gardeners with Tom Casper. He's a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. And as I was saying a minute ago, I'd never seen trees uprooted before. I'd never seen it. And so then I see a guy a day or two later, and he's got a chain wrapped around this clump of trees, and it attached to his truck, and he's going to tip the tree, the clump, back into the hole. So two things occurred to me immediately. First of all, it's very much like what I imagine rose tipping to be, writ large. And secondly, can you do that with a clump of trees? TK, answer me.
Well, I think very dangerous to do that. So I would have my camera rolling because that sounds like an America's Funniest Home Videos episode. Anyway, probably something that people shouldn't do. I mean, I know that folks have done that, and it depends on how big if it's a young tree, you know, where you don't have to worry about it tipping over and being catastrophic again.
Yeah. If the tree you're tipping falls on you, will it hurt? Yes or no? No, don't do it.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. So, and a lot of times when you cut that weight off of, let's say, a big spruce that's tipped over, they will tip back in the hole. But so much of the root system is damaged in a situation like that, that they are now prone to further types of storms or wind that would cause them to just tip back over, because those roots have been compromised and really are not sturdy enough to hold that tree up any longer.
So. Okay, so when you're driving by and you're looking at these trees with their roots in the dirt ball and you're thinking, my heavens, didn't they have anything to hold them more in the ground than that? They don't look like their root system is substantial to begin with.
Right. Most of the tree species in our area, except for oak trees, which have a tap root, most of them, and as I'm sure folks have noticed if they've seen the trees that you're referring to, which there are many of them around eastern Duluth that have tipped over, the root systems are really only about 18 inches deep at the maximum. So, and then if you have obstructions and that has limited the root system's ability to branch out, let's say sidewalks or driveways or streets or whatever, or they're confined to narrow areas, they have less opportunity to stabilize with those roots, so we're more prone to tipping over. So you would have seen trees closer to homes or in boulevards or next to driveways. Those are the likely candidates to tip over because of the restriction of the root system. So
wow.
Yeah, quite a mess. And really now, after that, the cleanup, which is going to take months for folks and things like that, I think that a storm like this is going to sort of rethink people's desire to have trees close to their houses or too close to their house. Certainly large, mature, over-mature trees, there's going to be, I think, more of a thought process into maybe we should get that removed and things like that. And there are better tree choices out there for folks that are concerned about it or concerned about weak trees. You know, a lot of spruce trees tipped over, a lot of basswood trees or lindens, which are notorious for being soft-wooded and tipping, and then a lot of popple trees and silver maples. So those are actually, of those four, probably the spruce is the most likely to be replaced with a similar variety. The others, there's better varieties of trees now in northern Minnesota that are hardy here and give us a better opportunity to see less kinds of things than we've seen in the last month or so.
All right, now look, with all due respect, we don't want to, and you know how much you and I both love North Dakota, but we don't want to turn into North Dakota here, okay? We don't want to overreact. We don't want to go too far in the other direction,
you know,
where we got these little houses sitting out bare,
you know,
in the prairie with the wind. Whoosh, you know, we love our trees. This is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So let us not overreact. What are some, now oaks, I actually have an oak in my yard, which makes me so happy. I'm a southern Minnesota girl, grew up on 5 acres of oak woods. So I have a nice little oak in my yard. And incidentally, the maple, the autumn blaze maple that you recommended to me, lost two branches, period. Mm-hmm. Yep. Period. It stayed right where it belonged. So what are some better choices for folks when they're starting to take a look at, you know, you want a little shade by the house, or you want to make it look kind of, if it's my house, you want to kind of cover it up so people can't really see it. What are you recommending?
Well, those two that you mentioned are both outstanding. Oak, northern pin oak specifically for our environment, does very, very well. Has a very substantial root system. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find one that tipped over in this storm, or oaks in general, but northern pin oak is probably the fastest growing for our region, and it will grow about 18 inches a year, which is good for northern Minnesota and certainly good for a hardwood tree. So folks, when they get to that point when they're thinking about replanting, look for northern pin oak. Also, any of the red maples, and you'd mentioned Northwood's red maple is outstanding. They do have some problems with, and they need to be structurally pruned early on to ensure that they stay healthy, but very few of those tipped over in the storm as well. So looking for those two for shade trees. Spruce are still a very, very good viable choice. They have few to any disease or insect problems if you're going with like a Black Hill spruce. So that's a good choice. It's just when they got so big and so beyond mature that the ones that tipped over or broke off had other issues going on. They weren't the healthy ones. So those three would be outstanding choices. I would stay away from lindens because we really saw why, and of course popples and things like that. And silver maples are kind of a tree that aren't being planted or isn't being planted much anymore.
Well, our silver maples are gorgeous and people adore them. And I had that beautiful one in my backyard. And then when it tipped over in a storm, I realized that there was just like this little tiny 3-inch chunk of healthy silver maple in the middle holding it in place. Can you plant silver maple, but you gotta, you know, let yourself know, make a note to yourself, in 20 years, this one's got to come down? Or what's the deal with silver maple?
Well, they're a soft-wooded maple. Oh, you can hear work going on behind me.
Yeah.
But they're a soft-wooded maple, so they have problems with rotting of the bark and things like that. So like I said, I would look for other choices than silver maples. They grow so quickly, and it's one of those things, almost if your tree is growing too quickly, you know that it's not going to be one of the better choices because it just isn't having an opportunity to form hardwood. So,
all right. Well, thanks for the update. And again, rose tipping, good tree tipping, probably not.
Yeah, stay away from tree tipping. It has dire consequences.
All right. Words to the wise from Tom Casper. Hey, TK, we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Tom Casper joined us this morning. He's our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners right here on KUMD.